Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Samach Gimel, four lines in the bottom of Daf Samach Beis and Beis, we were discussing the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which stated that although the din is that Ein Adam Makdish and Ein Adam Matna Dovah Shloi Bal Olam, however, that is only if it's Loi Bal Olam Klal, but once an item is Bal Olam to some degree, even if it's not a Bia Gemurah, then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov stated that you could be Makdish and you could be Matna that item, and as we saw, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov stated in the Braisa, that Yes El Kain Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Afilo Om Apiris Rugazu Tlushin, you Truma appears to Rugazu Mechuberis, or you state appears to Rugazu Mechuberis to your Truma appears to Rugazu Tlushin, Lichshivir Shlish Vitlushu, and then Vivir Shlish Vinitlushu, that Devar of Kayomin. Our Gemara now begins, Oma Bayad, Abaya states, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Virebi, Virameo, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as well as Rebbe and Rameo, Kulus Virlu, they all hold that other Makna, Dovish Shloi Baloilam, that a person can be Makna, something that Shloi Baloilam, as Rashi states, Shloi Baloilam, be a Gemura, Kihachot, Loi Hevi Shlish, just like in the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Ben Negea the Shach, where it was lat hevi shlish, Rashi holds according to all of these tanoim, only way you could be makdish or matna any of these items is only if it actually had some sort of a bia loilam, even if it wasn't a bia gemura. Keep in mind when we get to the shita of Rameya and daf samach gemam rav, the luchari it doesn't seem that that case is talking about a scenario where it was bal loilam klal, and even so, Rameya says that the kedushin would be valid, and therefore some rishonim explain that when our gemara said that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi and Rameya all agree that other makdish shloi loilam, it doesn't mean that they all have the same shita. As according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rebbe, the only time that we would say that a person could be makna or be makdish davar shloi b'loilam is only if it at least had some sort of a bia into this world, and even if it wasn't a bia gemura. And according to Rameya, he takes this even a step further, and he says that a person could be makna davar shloi b'loilam even if it wasn't b'loilam klal. And the gemara continues, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hadamar, and we see this shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the brisa that we just mentioned. And Rebbe, how do we see that Rebbe holds that a person could be makna or makdish davar shloi b'loilam? And of course, it's important to remember that Rebbe is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and the Gemara continues the Tanya as we learn to the Braisa, and we continue on Daf Samach Gimel Min Aleph, that the Pasuk states in Pashki Seisei, Loisaske Eved Al Doinav, Ashin Notzer Lecha Me'im Adoinav, and the Pashas of the Pasuk is that Bezin should not allow an Eved to go back to work for an Odin who already freed that Odin. However, as Rashi explains, that Rebbe doesn't like this Pshat, because if this Eved was already freed, then how could the Pasuk call him an Eved, as at this point he was already freed, so the Pasuk wouldn't call him an Eved. And therefore, Rebbe explains that the pasuk is not talking about an odin who freed his slave, but we're talking about a case where Reuven goes and buys an eved from someone else. And when he bought this eved, his original intent was to be meshacher this eved. In this scenario, the Torah is mazur to Bezdin shleyaskiru lebaylo v'shtabbay, that Bezdin should make sure that this new odin should go through and be meshacher this eved, and they should not allow this odin to make this eved work. And although Rashi over here says it's anzor on Bezdin, however, Rashi Nevamah says this is Azor and Alav on the Odin himself. But Lemaisa, the Gemara continues, Hechidami, what is the case where a person went and bought an Eved on condition that he'll be Meshachrim? Amr Nachma Yitzhar Kagoyin de Kosovle, Lishekachacha, Hari Atzpur Konilcha Me'achshav. Reuven wrote to the Eved that when I buy you, you will go free. And Rashi says, Dovishloi B'loilam Hu, even though in this case it's a Dovishloi B'loilam, we see that this Shtah will work. And once he purchases the Eved, then the Eved goes out free. And therefore we see that Rebbe holds that even if something is not Bala Ilum al Gamri, that still will be a valid Kenyan. And the Gemara continues, Rameya, where do we see that Rameya holds that Adam Makna and Adam is Makdish Dalvish Loy Bala Ilum? And the Tanya, and as we learned in the Braisa, and the beginning of this Braisa will be exactly the same as our Mishnah that we had in our Samach Bezim Nalv, but then the Gemara will add in the Shita Rameya as well as other Tanayim. And the Braisa states, Oim al Isha, Hareyat Mekudeshes Li, La'ach Sheskai, La'ach Sheskari, La'ach Sheshtachra, La'ach Sheshtachri, La'ach Sheyamas Bailech, La'ach Shetamas Achisech, La'ach Sheyachlet. And all those cases, it's considered a davish loy b'loilam, and therefore the kedusha will not be chal. Rameya says that in all these cases, even though it may be a davish loy b'loilam, it still will be mekudeshes, as Rameya holds that adam makdish davish loy b'loilam and adam makdish davish loy b'loilam. And even though quite possibly this is a case of davish loy b'loilam klal, and the brisa continues, Rabbi Chassan v'loimah in mekudeshes, Rabbi Chassan agrees to Tanakamo. Then all these cases, it's not a valid kedusha, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who is Rabbi Oimah Mekudeshes, then all these cases it would be a valid kedushin, aside for in two cases, which is the case of La'acha Shiyamas Bailech and La'acha Shetamas Achriseich. Certainly, once again, we see Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who is Rebbe, holds like Rameya that a person could be Mekadesh and Isha, even if it's Loi Bala Olam and it's Mekudeshes. And the only reason why he says that in the case where Reuven says to Rachel that I want to be Mekadesh you after your husband Shimon dies, or in the case where Reuven says to Rachel, who is the sister of his wife Leah, that I want to be Mekadesh you once your sister Leah dies, that's specific specifically in those cases, I hold it's not a valid kedushin. And the reason why, quote Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, specifically in those two cases, it's not considered a valid kedushin, mishum eva, is because the rabbanim were gozer in those cases that you shouldn't be mekadesh that woman because it will cause strife. And in the first case where Reuben said that I want to be mekadesh you la'ach shiyamas bailech, it will cause strife between Shimon and his current wife Rachel. And in the second case, la'ach shetamas achayseich, Reuben saying to his wife's sister that I will be mekadesh you once my current wife, your sister, dies, that will cause strife between Reuben and his current wife. And the Gemara now continues that Abaye stated, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, v'Rabbi v'Rameir, kul svulu other makadav shloim b'loilam. The Gemara now asks, v'nechshav nami Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and Abaye should have also added in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who also holds that a person can be makadav shloim b'loilam, as we just saw in this brisa. And the Gemara answers, einachinami hainu Rabbi, hainu Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Abaye already mentioned Rabbi, and Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is of course the same person, and therefore we already saw that Rabbi holds b'lekech ever l'manasu shachar kosam dabar, and we saw that he holds that other makadav shloim b'loilam. Einachinami, that includes the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi that we just saw in this Mishnah, who holds like Rameya that although in these cases it's a scenario of other makadav shloim b'loilam, but we still see that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds as mekudeshes, and therefore we see that in both cases that Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who's the same person, holds that other makadav shloim b'loilam. And the Gemara continues and is b'nechshav nami Rabbi Kiva, Abaye should also count amongst those that hold that other makadav shloim b'loilam the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. The Tanan, as we learn in Mishnah Masechtas Nedarim, that koinim shani oisel picha, Rachel who is married to Reuven and is required to give him all her ma'isi yadayim, and she makes a ned and she says that all my ma'isi yadayim should be considered a carbon and should be considered asa to Reuven, ain't tzarich l'hafer, then Reuven does not have to be made for that nedah. And as Rashi states, koinim shani oisel picha ma'isi yadayi yilu picha kehagdish ain't bailu tzarich l'hafer she'ain nidrachal she'arim meshubad isloi, because Rachel is meshubad to give a ma'isi yadayim to Reuven, therefore she has no power asa her ma'isi yadayim to Reuven. B'kiva imer, B'kiva states yafer that the husband should be made for the nedah, because although she has a requirement to give him ma'isi yadayim, but that is only up to a specific shear, as the Gemara in Ksuba says, mahi oisaloi, what is the requirement for a wife to go and make for her husband mishkel heisloim shasi bihuda shein esesloim begolol? Therefore, Zokra Bekiva, ein achinami on that shear, there is no requirement to be made for the nedah because she is required to go and work for her husband, and therefore that's meshubitar. But the ma'isa, let's say she would earn more than that, and we know that that dafa would belong to her. Therefore, Reuven should make sure to be made for that nedah. And lemaisa, even though that hadafa is loy bala oilam at the time that she made the nedah, we see that the nedah would still be chal on the hadafa. So lechayr we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that adam makda dava shaloy bala oilam and adam makdash dava shaloy bala oilam. And the Gemara answers that we didn't count Rabbi Kiva amongst these tanayim that hold that adam makda dava shaloy bala oilam, because in my law we learned in the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim that amar Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yeshua by meris yikatchi yadai loy seim v'yadai misno bala oilam, that the case where Rachel made this nedah was not where she said that anything that I earn in the future will be mekudesh and will be asa to Reuven. The lashon that Rachel used when she made this nedah is that my hand should be mekudesh to Shemayim, and as Rashi says, lemisha barim, to the one that created it. Therefore, of course, when she actually made the nedah, she was making the nedah on something which was bala olam, and that's why Rabbi Kiva stated that although on the regular ma'aseh yadayim, since her hands are already meshubit to her husband, b'negeya regular ma'aseh yadayim, therefore her husband would not have to be made for that nedah, but b'negeya any work product, any hadafah, and any profits that would be more than the standard ma'aseh yadayim, on that the husband would have to be made for the nedah, because otherwise the nedah would be chal, since Rachel's hands are not meshubit to her husband for any amount that's more than the standard amount of ma'aseh yadayim. We begin a new Mishnah. The Mishnah states, ha'imu le'isha, if Reuven says to Rachel, harei mekudeshesli, that you should be mekudeshes to me, al menasha daba layach l'shultain, on condition that I will speak on your behalf to the ruler, or v'esa imach kepoil, or that I will work for you as a day worker. So then the din is diba layach l'shultain, once he speaks to the shultain for her, or v'esa imach kepoil, or he works as a day worker for her, mekudeshes, then she will be mekudeshes, v'imlav, but if he never does so, ain't mekudeshes, the kedusha will not be chal. And our Gemara begins, Amri Shlokesh, Rish Lokesh explains, v'hushin nasin l'shav puta, that the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Reuven actually gave a shav puta to Rachel, and at that time he said to her, harei mekudeshes li b'puta zu, and then he made a condition, and he said, al menasha daba layach l'shultain, or he said, esei imach kepoil. And let's keep in mind that in Daf Mem Chesam Alf, we spoke about the concept of schiris, and we had a shaila as to how the mechanics of schiris works. Do we say yeshlo schiris mitchil batzayif, meaning that if Reuven hires Shimon to do work for him, then every time Shimon does the work of a shav pruta for Reuven, then immediately Reuven is already chayiv to pay Shimon that pruta. However, he doesn't pay that pruta until Shimon finishes all the work and he delivers the complete product. However, However, at the end result, when we look at Reuven owing Shimon for the complete project, is as if Reuven already owes this money to Shimon from a previous time, and it's almost like Reuven has a loan that he owes to Shimon. And at that point, it's as if Reuven is paying a loan off to Shimon. And we also had a second side that in L'Sriris El B'Saif, that when Reuven hires Shimon to do work for him, Shimon is only owed money at the point that he finishes his work, and at that point, Reuven has to pay him based on the fact that at this point he owes him the money, but it never turned into halva. And according to the Man D'Amar that holds in L'Sriris El B'Saif, the concept of paying L'Sriris is not based on halva at all. Rashi explains that according to Reish Lakish, that our Tana according to Reish Lakish is coming to teach us the Beskar Dibo, Beskar Pu'ula, Loi Mikacha, that Reuven cannot be Mekadosh Rachel through the Schar that he will speak to the Shiltoin or the Schar of the work that he will do for her. The Yeshel L'Sriris Mitchil B'Saif, because Reish Lakish holds that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that Yeshel L'Sriris Mitchil B'Saif, Milvu, and therefore it will be considered a Milva. As we know, HaMekadosh B'Milva is in Mekudashas, and that's why Reish Lakish had to state that Reuven gave Rachel a Sharaputa, and the way that Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel was with the Sharaputa, and there was a side tray that said that in order for the Kedushin to be Chal, I must speak to the Shiltoin, or I must do work for you. And at the end of the Gemara will ask that had Reish Lakish know that our Mishnah is going according to the Mandama, Yeshel L'Sriris Mitchil B'Saif. But in the meantime, the Gemara now continues and asks the following on Reish Lakish, Uvischal Loi, are you saying that according to our Mishnah, if you go and be Mekadosh a woman using the schar that I'm speaking to the shulter for you, or using the value that I will do day work for you, that the Kedusha would not be chal, but Tanya will willing to bright. So if Reuven says to Rachel, Bischasha Kapticha al Hamor, that you should be Mekudesh to me because of the schar that I already gave you a ride on my donkey, or Shaptich Bekarin or Besvino, for the value that I let you ride on my wagon or on my ship, Ainu Mekudesh. So since Reuven is already owed this debt from Rachel, so certainly over there it's considered a case of Mekadosh B'Milva, and certainly it's not Mekudeshes. However, the Brisa continues and states that if Reuven says to Rachel, and I want to be Mekadosh you with the value that I will give you a ride on my donkey, or I will let you ride in my wagon or on my ship, then since this action will happen in the future, it will be a valid Kedushin. And L'Chari, why is this different than our Mishnah, where Reish Lakish said that even though Reuven said, that you cannot be Mekadosh Rachel using the value of a future act, and you only could be Mekadosh with the Pruta. And the Gemara continues and asks, and if you want to respond for Reish Lakish, that just like he explained on Mishnah, is talking about where Reuven gave Rachel a Shar Pruta, so too the Bryce is talking about a scenario where Reuven gave Rachel a Shar Pruta, and in the Chinami, he wasn't trying to be Mekadosh with the value of giving her a ride, that can't be Pshah in the Bryce, because in this Bryce, it actually says that Reuven said to Rachel that I want to be Mekadosh you with the value that I will give you a ride on my donkey, or I'll let you ride on my wagon or in my ship. And the Gemara continues and he asks another question on Reish Lakish for Itanya. We see in another Brisa that we state as follows: Shevet mi b'tzavta v'kadosh lach. Rachel says to Reuven, come sit with me and accompany me, and then I will be Mekadosh to you, or Skoik lefanai, or Rekoy lefanai, or Asir Kedima Sazer. Or if Rachel says to Reuven, rejoice in front of me, or dance in front of me, or make for me a building similar to the building that I'm showing you, then Shaman Miesh Bei Sharaputa Mekudeshes, Bim Lav Eim Mekudeshes, and we evaluate if this Hanar that Reuven will give Rachel is valued at a Sharaputa, then there will be a valid Kedushin. The value of the Hanar is less than a Sharaputa, it will not be a valid Kedushin. And once again, we see from this Braisa that even though Reuven did not give a Sharaputa to Rachel, he could be Mekadosh with the value of work or the value of his service that he provides her. And once again, the Gemara states, and if you want to say that just like Reish Lakish explained on Mishnah, that it's talking where Reuven gave Rachel Sharputa, so too in this Braisa we're referring to a case where Reuven actually gave Rachel Sharputa. And the Gemara says that certainly this can't be the case, because the Braisa states that we have to value if this service was actually valued at a Sharputa, or if the Hana was less than a Sharputa. And therefore, Tiyufta to Reish Lakish, from these two Braisas, there's a Tiyufta to Reish Lakish. And the Gemara answers, Reish Lakish will respond, Hai Tana Brasava, that in Chinami, the Tana of this Braisa holds, it is possible for Reuven to Mekadosh Rachel by doing a future service for her, as that is not considered that he's being Mekadosh B'Milva, because this Tana holds that in L'Sriris El B'Saif, and when Reuven actually does the service for Rachel, then the only time that Rachel owes him any money is once he completes the service, and at that point he could be Meichel that amount to her, and as long as that service was actually worth at least a Sharaputa, then he's being Mekadosh with a full Sharaputa, and therefore it's a valid Kedushin. However, the Tana Didansava, the Tana of Amish, holds Yesh L'Sriris B'Tchil V'Ad Saif, that every single time that Reuven performs an act and he gets to the point where it's already valued at a Pruta, pruta, then at that point Rachel owes him the pruta, and she just doesn't have to pay until the end result. And when he finishes the service, as we explained before, according to the Ma'adam and the Yesh L'Sechiyos Mitchil Batzayif, we look at this as if he's trying to be Mekadosh B'Milvah, and we know how Mekadosh B'Milvah is Einu Mekudeshes. And Lefi Zeh, it's important to note that the Tana of our Mishnah and the Tana of the two Brises are actually chalikin on each other on a very Yisaitis Tukum Achlekes. If we say that Einu L'Sechiyos El B'Tzayif as the Brisa does, or do we say Yesh L'Sechiyos Mitchil Batzayif as Rish Lakish wants to say the Tana of our Mishnah does, and the Gemara therefore is my dechid Rish Lakish look minu masisa b'Yesh L'Sechiyos Mitchil Batzayif uve diavla. What actually forced Rish Lakish to say that our Mishnah is going according to the Mandama the Yesh L'Sechiyos Mitchil Batzayif, and therefore he had to say that you couldn't be Mekadosh Rachel by using a service, and therefore Rish Lakish had to explain that the Mishnah is talking about a scenario v'hu shenasal l'shav pruta, that Reuven actually gave a shav pruta to Rachel, and why couldn't Rish Lakish explain that the Mishnah is going according to the Mandama Einu L'Sechiyos El B'Tzayif, and the Mishnah is exactly as it sounds, that Reuven went to Rachel and he didn't give her a shav pruta, and he just said to her, I want to be Mekadosh you on condition shadaba laich l'shiltoin v'esi imach kepayel, and he never gave her a shav pruta, and he wanted to be Mekadosh with service, and even so will be a valid kedushin because the Tana Mishnah will hold that in l'shiris el b'sayif. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Rava explains masisha kashise, that the Mishnah was shver to Reish Lakish as my iri to Tani Amanas niste b'schar, by the fact that the Mishnah did not use the same lashon as the brisayis, and instead of Reuven saying to Rachel harei mekudeshes li b'schar shadaba laich l'shiltoin v'esi imach kepayel, and instead the Mishnah stated that Reuven said harei mekudeshes li amanas shadaba laich l'shiltoin v'esi imach kepayel el shma mina kol almanas hechad yavlahu. It must be that the Mishnah is telling us that Reuven actually said, I want to be Mekadosh you with this Pruta, however, I'm making a condition that it only should be a Val Kedushin if I speak to the ruler for you, or if I act as a day worker for you. And therefore, Zakrish Lakish is Muchach from the Lashon of Mishnah, that it must be that our Mishnah held that if Reuven would have said, that I want to be Mekadosh you Bishar, that you will speak to the Shiltain, or that you will work for me as a day worker, that would not be a Val Kedushin, because the Mishnah holds that that would be considered a Mekadosh B'Milvah, because our Mishnah must hold that Yesh L'Sechiyos Mitchil B'Atzayif. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah now will bring three different cases, and the Gemara will discuss exactly what the Mishnah means when it says a Lashon al Menashe Yirtze Abba, which sounds like there's some sort of consent required from Reuven's father, but it doesn't exactly explain what Reuven meant, and the Gemara will go through this and discuss this in detail. So the Mishnah begins with the first case, al Menashe Yirtze Abba. Reuven gives a Shar Pruta to Rachel, and he says, Harei Mekudeshesli, on condition that my father consents, Ratza al Mekudeshes, Vim Lav In Mekudeshes. Then if the father consents, then it would be a valid Kedushin, and if not, it would not be a valid Kedushin. And the Mishnah continues with the second case, Mesa'av HaRezu Mekudeshes. If Reuven's father dies, then certainly at that point, it is a valid Kedushin. And the Mishnah continues with the third case, Mesa'ben, that if Reuven dies, and at that point, since Reuven did not have any children with Rachel, then Rachel will be Zakuk L'Yibam. And for example, in this case, Reuven's brothers may be B'medidin Siyam, and therefore we don't want this woman to be Zakuk L'Yibam, then Melab Na'av Leima She'ini Reitza, and Bezim will teach and advise the father to say that he's not Reitza and he doesn't consent to the Kedushin, and therefore the original Kedushin will not be valid, and this woman will not be Zakul Yibum, and will be able to go and marry Lashuk even without Yibum Achlitza. And as Rashi states, Melamdin Kedila Akas HaKedushin L'Mafreya V'Loyti Zakul Yibum. And the Gemara begins, Maya Menashe Yirtze Abba, when Reuven says that the Kedushin should be Chal if my father consents, what did he mean with that term? And the Gemara explains, Ilema Ad Oma Abba In, if Reuven's condition means that the only time this Kedushin will be Chal is my father says that I do want this Kedushin, it has to be a proactive consent in Mitziyasa. Let's see the middle case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated that Mesa'av, if Reuven's father died, Harezu Mekudeshes, then automatically the Kedushin will be valid. And the Gemara is, Valoy Ama In, but it's impossible that the Kedushin should be valid, as Lemaisa, Reuven's father, did not proactively consent to the Kedushin, and therefore, if he dies, the opposite should be true, that the Kedushin actually should not be valid. And therefore, the Gemara states, and we continue on Daf Samach Gilom Beis, Ella Al Menashe Yishtek Abba, that when Reuven said Al Menashe Yirtze Abba, it meant that as long as my father is quiet and he doesn't protest the Kedushin, it will be valid. So in Masefa, let's see the third case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated Mes HaBen, that if Reuven dies, Melam Nisa'av Leima She'ini Reitza, Bezim will teach and train the father to make sure that the father actually protests the Kedushin, and this way he'll be Mevatel the Kedushin L'Mafreya. But the Gemara is, Amai, how could he now go and protest the Kedushin and now state that the Kedushin was not valid? But L'Maisa, he must have heard about the Kedushin previously and Vashasik, and he was quiet, and at that point the Kedushin was already valid and was already Chal, and therefore he can't be Mevatel the Kedushin any longer. And what would be Pshat in the last case of the Mishnah? And based on this question, the Gemara states, Ela Omlal, Menashe Lo Yimach Abba, that in a Chinami, the Reish of the Mishnah Mishnah, we must be talking about a case where Reuven said to Rachel, "I'm being mekadesh you on condition that my father is quiet and he's not meicha, and then the kedusha will be chama meila." And the middle case, as well as the last case of the Mishnah, is referring to a case where Reuven said to Rachel that I'm being mekadesh you on condition that my father is not meicha and doesn't protest. Reuven's tie is that even if my father hears about this kedushin and he keeps quiet, the kedushin is not yet going to be chal. There will still be an opportunity for my father to be meicha at a later point, and that is why in the second case of the Mishnah states that once Reuven's father dies, then certainly Rachel at that point will be mekudeshes, because once Reuven's father dies, then certainly Reuven's father can never be meicha and can never protest this kedushin. And in the third case of the Mishnah is teaching us that since Reuven said that this kedushin should only be valid if my father does not protest the kedushin, but if he protests the kedushin at any point, even if he heard about the kedushin at a prior point, it would still be a valid mecha, and the kedushin would not be valid. And therefore, if Reuven dies and now Rachel will be a shemer zavim, then we could train the father to make sure to go and protest the kedushin, and this way it will be mivatel the kedushin lemafreya. And the Gemara continues and answers this question: Reisha b'chataima, mitziyasa v'sefer b'chataima. Lefizeh comes out that the Reisha in the first case in the Mishnah, we're talking about a case where Reuven's tzai was amenach sheyishlik abo, and then the middle and the last case of the Mishnah, we're talking about a scenario where Reuven said to Rachel, "Al menashe lo yimacha abba." And l'chayr, it doesn't make sense that the Reisha is talking about one scenario and the Mitziyasa and the Sefer is talking about another scenario. And even so, on Rabbi Yannai responds to this question in that in the Hanami, the Reisha is talking about one scenario and the Mitziyasa and Sefer are talking about another scenario. And the Gemara continues, "Om Rishlokish, Rishlokish states, Shmamina mid Rabbi Yannai, that we see from this territory of Rabbi Yannai, that Kino Makmina Masnissim betray time of Ali Bidchatana, Veloy Makmina betray Tanoi Vachatayma, that Rabbi Yannai would rather be Deichik and explain our Mishnah that each part of the Mishnah is talking about a different scenario and say that the Mishnah is going according to one man d'amar, and this is a better way to be mefarish the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yannai than explaining that our Mishnah is actually talking about one scenario where Reuven actually just said Almanash Yirtze Abba, and then there's a Machlekes Tanoim as to what it means when Reuven said a Loshen Almanash Yirtze Abba. And the first man d'amar, who is the man d'amar of the Reisha, states that when Reuven says on condition that my father wants, it means Almanash Yishlik Abba, and therefore as long as his father will be quiet, it will be a valid kedushin. But if immediately upon hearing that Reuven was Mekadosh's woman, Reuven's father was Meicha, then it would be Mevatel the kedushin. However, the feet of Tana of the Mishnah, Reuven's father could not be Mevatel the kedushin at a later point, then we would be able to explain that there's a second Tana, which is a Tana of the second case in the Mishnah and the third case in the Mishnah, that holds when Reuven says Almanash Yirtze Abba, he really means to say that Almanash Shelo Yimacha Abba, that my father will not be Meicha. However, at any point that Reuven's father wants to protest this marriage, at any point prior to Reuven's father dying, he could still do so, and the kedushin at that point would be batal. Prior to continuing with the Gemara, let's read together the Rashi Diba Maschal El Almanash Lo Yimacha Abba, which is on the second of the wide lines at the top of the Amid, and Rashi states, "Hach Seif Diktonim Milamnin Le Misuk Bekureisha Ba Almanash Yishtaik El Ba Almanash Lo Yimacha The Chol Kama Demachi Oklu Shrei Le Kovaz Man Le Macha." Since Reuven did not set a date as to when his father could be Meicha, and at one point he can't be Meicha, therefore his father could be Meicha up until the point that his father dies. The Reisha Lekel Ukmei Bahachi, and certainly we can't say that the Reisha is talking about this scenario. Dim Kain Mai Ratza Av, what does it mean when it says the father wanted Vadil Yesh Biyad Limchais Lo'ilam? Because if it's this scenario, then the father could be Meicha forever, the Inkan Kedushin Lo'ilam, as it's never going to be a Baal Kedushin until the father dies. Vakacha Hachik Tani, and therefore it must be that the Mishnah means as follows. In the first case of the Mishnah, Almanash Yishtik Abba Shasak Harezu Mekudeshes, then if Reuven's father is quiet, then immediately it becomes a valid kedushin loy shasak. But if Reuven's father is not quiet, el michal alta, and right away he is meicha and he protests, einu mekudeshes, the kedushin will not be valid. And then the Mitziyasa states vim omar, that if Reuven stated amanash lo yimacha abba, that on condition that my father does not protest, then mesa avat shle micha reizu mekudeshes, then immediately upon Reuven's father's death, then it would be a valid kedushin, but not prior to that. Avakoli mechayev einu kedushin, but at any point that the father is still alive, it would not be a valid kedushin, because the father could still protest, and therefore Mesa Ben Melam Nisa'av, and that's why if the son dies, then we train the father to say that he will Meicha in order to be Mevatel the Kedushin, and this way Rachel will not become a Shemeres Yavam. Also, let's see the small words of Taisus, which is brought from the Taisus Shanim Dil Mamaskal Vashasik, where Taisus points out Velekalameima Melam Nisa'av Hainu Kedushmiya, that L'chayre the Gemara could have answered that when we said we teach the Av and we train the father, that's because the father never heard it, and therefore he still has the opportunity to Mevatel the Kedushin. And then Taisus Shanim says we can't say that because Shemelamdin, the Lashon of Melamdin, is Mashmal La'achashmiya, that the father already heard. Even so, we could train the father to protest the Kedushin. Kiddushin, and the Kiddushin will no longer be valid. And therefore, the Gemara is that L'chira, if the Tanai was Amanash Yishtik Abba, then L'maisa V'ashasik, he was already quiet. And why would the protest of the father help at that point to be battle the Kiddushin, Ayin and Taisis? And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisib Bab Ami Omar, Rabbi Yisib Bar Ami states, La'ilam Chataimu, that really the ratio of Mitziyasa and the Sefer are really talking about the same scenario. And what did Reuven mean when he said to Rachel, on condition that my father wants this Kiddushin, it means, and Reuven's condition with Rachel was, this Kiddushin should be chal, as long as my father does not protest from now until 30 days, and it's really irrelevant if his father heard about the Kiddushin or not. And as Rashi explains, the first case of the Mishnah is, that the Kiddushin would be chal if 30 days passes and the father did not protest. However, if Reuven's father actually protested within 30 days, then it would not be a valid Kiddushin. And the Mitziyasa, in the second case of the Mishnah, where it was Mesa Ab B'Tei Shleishim, Reuven's father died within 30 days, then Mekudeshes, then at that moment it would be a valid Kiddushin, that Minan Su Man Machi, as we will say, that at this point no one could be Meicha, because the father is no longer here in order to protest this Kiddushin, and therefore immediately the Kiddushin is valid. And then in the third case of the Mishnah, in the Sefer, where it was Mesa Ben, where Reuven actually died B'Tei Shleishim, and was within 30 days of when he was Mekadesh Rachel, even though Reuven's father already heard about the Kiddushin, but when Malam Nisa'av, we actually trained the father, we advised Reuven's father to now protest the Kiddushin, and this way he'll be Mevatel L'Mafreya, as it's still within 30 days, and he still has the ability to be Mevatel the Kiddushin L'Mafreya, and this way Rachel will not become a Shomeres Yavam. We continue with the new Mishnah, and we will run through the Mishnah pretty quickly, and then we will explain it when we learn the Gemara. So the Mishnah states, Kedashias Biti Ve'ini Yedei L'Mikadashtia, Yaakov says, I was Mekadesh my daughter Rachel, however I'm not sure to whom I was Mekadesha, U'Ba'achad Va'omar, and then Reuven comes and says, Ani Kadashtia, I was the one that was Mekadesha, Neman, that Reuven has an Amanis, Ze'oim Ani Kadashtia, Ve'ze'oim Ani Kadashtia, however if Reuven comes and says, I was Mekadesha, and then Shimon comes and says, I was Mekadesha, Shneim Nesnin Get, then if Rachel wants to get married to anyone else, then she would have to receive a get from both Reuven and Shimon, but Vimratzu Echad Nesnin Get, Ve'echad Kainis, but if they want, then one could give a get, and then one of them could marry Rachel. The Gemara begins that L'maisa Amishta stated that if Reuven comes and says, I was Mekadesh Rachel, then he's Neman. And the Gemara begins, Amrav, that Rav states, Neman litin get, fein Neman lichlais, that although he's Neman to be the one to give a get, and at that point, Rachel will be mutter to get married to anyone else. However, Reuven will not be Neman to say that he's actually Mekudesh star and therefore get married to her. And the Gemara explains, Neman litin get, Reuven will be Neman to go and give her a get, because ein adam chayte b'loy loy, a person will not do an Avera in a case where he has no benefit. And in this case, if Reuven is giving a get to Rachel, and now he's saying that be matan ishish la'alma, and really he was not married to her, certainly he will cause her to do an Avera, and she will go and marry someone else, and it will come out that she's Mizana based on Reuven's act. And since Reuven has no anah in that act, therefore he wouldn't do so, and it must be that he's telling the truth, therefore it's a valid get. However, ve'in neman lichlais, Reuven is still not neman to go and stay married to Rachel and actually have an assumption with her, and certainly in that case, we have to be choshish that maybe he's not telling the truth, as emi yitzrei taifai, as really as Yitzhar got the better of him and was too strong for him, and therefore he wanted to marry this woman because he had a desire to marry her, even though Lemaisa he was not the one that was Mekadesha, and really it would actually come out that he's being Mizana with an Eshishish. And the Gemara continues, Rav Asi Amar, Rav Asi argues on Rav, and he explains, Af Neman Lichnais, when the Mishnah said that if Reuven says that I was the one who was Mekadesh Rachel, that he's Neman, he's actually Neman not only to give a get, but he could even go and marry Rachel and go and do Nisuyan with Rachel. And Rashi explains the reason why we will believe Reuven is L'chatzif L'meimah L'fnei Av Shekibla Kedushin, that Reuven would not have the chutzpah to say in front of Yaakov, who was the one who was Mekabel Kedushin, Aniyu, that I was the one who gave you the money for Kedushin. The reason is the Meta, because Reuven is scared, Dil Machashleya, Va'amal Yadana, Dilab Atya, was L'Kedushin, as maybe although Yaakov doesn't know exactly who was Mekadesh Rachel and who gave him money to be Mekadesh's daughter, but certainly he knows that Reuven was not the person, and this way potentially he'll go and be Machash Reuven. Since Reuven was not scared, and he went ahead and said, I will get married to Rachel, therefore we will believe Reuven. And the Gemara continues, Maida Rab Asi, and Rab Asi is Maida to Rav by Meris Skadashti, Ve'ini Yadas Lamina Skadashti. Then the case where Rachel says that I was Mekudashis to someone, however I'm not sure from whom I was Mekabel Kedushin, Uba Echad Va'oma Kedashtia, and then Reuven comes and says, I was the one that was a Kaddish Rachel directly, She'ein Neman Lichnais. And in that scenario, although Rab Asi will agree to Rav that certainly Reuven will be Neman Litin Get, as Ein Adon Chaytiv Loi Loi, however Rab Asi will agree to Rav that Ein Neman Lichnais, that Reuven will not be Neman to go and get married to Rachel. And although in the same scenario where Rachel's father accepted Kedushin for her, we said that Reuven would not have the chutzpah to say to the father that I was the one who was Mekadoshar if it wasn't true, as he should be scared that maybe the father will recognize that he's not really the one that was Mekadosh Rachel. But when Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel directly, so in that case, we're chayshish that Reuven's not so scared because he knows that potentially he could rely on Rachel, that she will be Chapa love and she will protect him and she will actually agree that he is the one that actually was Mekadoshar. She will do so because she's in a matz of a suffix and she wants to get married to someone, and therefore she's happy that she's able to stay married to Reuven, and therefore we don't believe Reuven and we wouldn't allow him to get married to Rachel. And we will discuss this point a bit further in the Gemara, and the Gemara now continues and asks a question on Rav. Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, Ratzo Echo Naisen Get Ve'Echo Koinis. If Yaakov stated, Kedashias Bite, I was Mekadosh my daughter, I am uncertain as to who I was Mekadoshar to, and then Reuven and Shimon both come and say that we were Mekadoshar, then we said that if one wants to give her a get, then the other one could go and marry her. L'chir, l'fi Rav, how could it be that one of them could go and marry her? But Rav stated, Neman Litin Get Ve'in Neman Lichdais, and therefore neither Reuven and Shimon should be Neman to get married to her, and therefore Tiyufta to Rav. And the Gemara responds, Amalcha Rav, Rav will respond, Shani Hasam, the Kibin Ikka Achabadei, Irtute Mirtad, that over there it's different, that since there were two people and it was Reuven and Shimon, therefore the one that actually was not Mekadosh Rachel will actually be more nervous, as Shem Yaka'av Shechaver Kitchav Loihu, as in this case he's concerned that maybe the father will actually recognize that his friend is the one that was Mekadoshar and not him, and therefore he will immediately agree to go and divorce her in order to make sure to save face. Therefore, the one that actually agrees to get married to Rachel must be actually telling the truth, and that's why we said in the Mishnah, in the case where both Reuven and Shimon claimed that they married Rachel, then as long as one gave a get, even if he Rav, the other one could go and get married to Rachel. And the Gemara continues, Tani Kavasi Rabasi, we have a Brisa like Rabasi, that Afnam and Lichdais, as the Brisa states, Kidashi is Bita, Yaakov states, that was Mekadosh my daughter, who is Iktano or Naira, Ve'ini Yadeil, Mikatashtia, and I'm just uncertain who I was Mekadosh to, or Ba'echad Va'oma, and then Reuven came and said, Kidashtia, that I was the one that was Mekadosh Rachel, Afnam and Lichdais, then he's also believed to actually marry her, and not only to give her a get, and that's exactly like Rabasi Shita. And the Brisa continues with the new halacha, Kansa, if Reuven actually gets married to her, or some Rishonim explain that if Reuven was given a heta to get married to her, Uba Acha V'Oma, and then Shimon comes and states, Anika Deshtia, I was really the one who was Mekadoshar, like call him the Loiso love. At that point, Shimon no longer has the ability to aser her on Reuven, and she could stay married to Reuven. Finally, the Brisa continues with another case, Ha'ishi Shomer Niskadashti, that if Rachel, who is a Gdolah, says, someone was Mekadosh me, Ve'ini Yadas, Lemi Niskadashi, I'm not sure who was Mekadosh me, Uba Acha V'Oma, and then Reuven comes and says, Anika Deshtia, I was the one that was Mekadoshar, ain't Neman Lichlais. In this case, we don't believe Reuven, Mepteshi Mechapalov, as we said before, because she may protect him and she may say that he was really the one, even though it's not true, as she wants to stay married to him, as we explained. And Rashi explains the difference between Reuven stating that he was the one Mekadoshar when there was the father that was Mekadoshar, and yet when Rachel accepts her own Kedushin, Reuven is not Neman, and Zok Rashi, Neman Lichlais, the Mirtat, because in that case, Reuven is nervous, the Avadai Lo Yechapalov, because the father certainly will not have Rachmanis in him. Then Reuven is not nervous, because Reuven knows that Rachel will be mechap on him and will protect him with his ratzaboy and will want to stay married. And she will be machish anyone that comes and states that he is really the husband. As the Maisa, she knows if she does so, then it'll turn out that she was an Eishes Ish, and it'll turn out that her children are mamzerim, etc. Gemara continues. We had the following shaila: what is the din if Yaakov comes to Bezin and he states that I was Mekadosh my daughter, and he doesn't have Edim to back him up who will testify that he was Mekadosh his daughter, and we know that the Torah states Esbitin and Satel Ishazer, and therefore we give an emunis to the father, but maybe that's only in order to require that she receives a get and she'll be Asa Kuli Alma. But possibly in the case where Yaakov was Mekadosh his daughter that's a Naira, and therefore at this point she is a Gdaila, and if she's Mizana she would be Chayiv Skila if she is a Naira Rasa. However, maybe in regard to Chayiv Skila, the only way that she's Chayiv Skila is if we have Edim that she was Mekudeshes, but since we only have the father's testimony that he was Mekadoshah, so we do not consider her an Eishes Ish Legabi Skila, and even if she would be Mizana, her and the Boil would not be Chayiv Skila. The Gemara tells us that this is also a machlekes between Rav and Rabasi. Rav Ma'in Seiklin, Rav says that they would not receive Skila, and Rabasi Ma'in Seiklin, and Rabasi says they would receive Skila, and the Gemara explains Rav Ma'in Seiklin, Kimna Rachman Al-Avli Sura, that although the Torah gave an amunis to the father, that is only Lagabi Issa, that she now is Asa Akuli Amma. However, Lakhtala Lahimne, however, Benegea Ketala, we require Edim, And since Yaakov is the only one that testifies that his daughter was Mekudeshes, therefore she's not considered Ishish Lagabi the din of Skila. The Gemara continues to explain the Shita Rabasi, Rabasi Amas Seiklin, and the reason is because the Kulam Milsa Him Rahman Lav, since the Torah tells us, Aspita Nisatel Ishazeh, and therefore we believe the father Lagabi Issa, therefore it extends to Skila as well. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabasi, the Rabasi stated, Umaydina, that I'm made to Rav by Meris Skadashi, Shein Seiklin, that if Rachel comes to Bezin and she says that I was Mekudeshes, though certainly Lagabi Issa, we have to believe her because there's a concept of Shavia Navshe Chaticha Disura, but Lamaisa Lagabi Skila, she does not have an Amonis, and therefore if she would be Mizana, then neither she or the Bayal will be Chayiv Skila. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabasi, the Rabasi stated, Hani Shmaitse Didi, Mirafsin Igri, and Rashi states that Rabasi was stating about his own memories that they will shatter a rooftop, Mishabris Gagin Valias, Klaima Koshish Lashayman Shainim Avidim Taimim, that will be very difficult to people to understand why I said what I said. Rabasi will now continue and explain why it will be so schwer to understand his words, and then he will explain why it actually does make sense. Rabasi explains that on the face of his two dinim, Lachari will be a stereo between his dinim, because Hashta Umab Makim Shimbal Lichnes Kainis, the Madach in a place where I stated that if Yaakov says that I was Mekadosh my daughter Rachel, I'm not sure who I was Mekadosh to, and then Reuven comes and says I was Mekadosh Rachel, that Reuven could even go and marry Rachel. And therefore, we see that we're not Choshish on this Kedushin for so many Sfeikas, and we still say as long as someone will claim that he's married to Rachel, that we will believe that person, and therefore make a legabitous woman that she could get married. Even so, Amrit Seiklin, I still went L'chumra and I said that if Rachel goes and is Mizana in that scenario, that she'll still be Chayiv Skila, and therefore Makim Shimbal Lichnes in Kainis, in the scenario where Rachel herself went and was Mekabel Kedushin, and she said, I'm not sure who's Mekadosh me, and I said that if Reuven comes and states that he was the one that was Mekadosh Rachel, that we do not believe Reuven, and he can't marry her, and he's only believed Lagabi giving her a get. You see, I was Machmir on Rachel's marriage, and I have a greater suffix over there, as I consider that potentially she's married to someone else, so in Adinshe Seiklin, certainly over there, I should hold that if Rachel goes and is Mezana with someone, that certainly she should be Chayiv Skila. If you look at both of my psukim in a vacuum, it will be very hard to understand why we're paskin this way. Rabasi therefore comes and explains Veloyi that Lamaisa is not Shver, because Lav Hamini Rachmana, the Lamaisa it's based on Xeris Akosov that a father is Neman, because the Pasuk says that Spitin is Safel Shazer, and therefore once we believe the father, so we believe in Bidegea Skila as well. However, Lidar Lahimna, Bidegea Rachel's Kedushin, if she was Mekadosh herself, there was no Nemanis that was built in the Torah, and we said that she has an Nemanis about her marriage. There's just a separate din that states that Adam Neman al Atzmai because Shavi Nafshi Chaticha de Isura, and that doesn't extend to Skila, and therefore, if she is Mizana, she and the Baal will not be Chayiv Skila. The Gemara continued, Rav Chista Amar, Rav Chista actually holds like Rav, and he says, Echadzev Echadzev in Seiklin, that both in the case where the father was Mekadosh's daughter, and when the daughter was Mekadosh herself, and she said, I was Mekudeshes, and then she goes and is Mizana, in both cases, neither Rachel or her Baal will be Chayiv Skila. And the Gemara continues and states, V'azir Rav Chista Tamei, Rav Chista is going L'shitasai, and let's keep in mind that the Torah states in the Pasha Varayas that the only time that someone will be Chayiv Misa is if a gadol is bar naktana that is over 3 years old and therefore her bia is considered a bia, and also a katan that is over 9 years old that is mizana with a gedola, the gedola will also be chayiv misa based on the fact that she was mizana with an erva. The Gemara now brings the second shita Rav Chista, which will be l'shitasai of his shita over here, the arm of Chista, because Rav Chista stated that if Reuven comes to Bezin and he testifies about his son or his daughter and he says b'ni zeh ben tesh shalom yemechad, that this child of mine is 9 years old and one day, and therefore his bia is a bia, and if he's mizana with someone, then they will be chayiv misa. Or if he says b'tezu b'shal shan v'yemechad, my daughter is already 3 years old and one day, and a bia is v'adai a bia neman, then the father is neman only b'degeir carbon, because we know that an eid echad is neman b'degeir carbon, and therefore the testimony of the father is no less valid than an eid echad, and even though he's a carb. However, Rav Chista continues avaloi l'makis v'loi l'oinshin, that the father is not neman to testify regarding the son's age and his daughter's age. This testimony will apply to giving someone makis or someone receiving any other einish, as l'maisa, in that regard, we need to aid him, and the father has no nemanis, and therefore in our case as well, even though we said that the father has an nemanis to say that I was mekadosh my daughter, who's a ketana or a naira, l'gabi be mechayiv a person skila, the father's testimony would not be enough. The Gemara continues, Tani Kabasa Rav Chista, we also see a brisa like Rav Chista, because the brisa states, if there's a boy or a girl that already was heavy shtei sayus, and we're not sure if they already are at the age that the shtei sayus would mean something, or if they're considered a shuma Shimon ba'Alma, and then Yaakov comes to Bezdin and says, "Bini zeh ben shloish esri shana v'yemechad," that this son is actually 13 years old, or "Bitazu ba'shteim esri shana v'yemechad," or "My daughter is 12 years old." And we continue on Daf Samach Dalam and Alf, that Nemlin Adarim l'charam l'mulhad deishos l'echem, that although we'll believe the father that she is 12 and therefore she's a gdola, and we'll believe the father that he is 13 and therefore he's a gadol, and that will help in the geir if the son or daughter makes a neda, or they will machrim something to the Beis Hamikdash, or they made someone say hegdash, or if this girl or boy said erki alai, or he said er pleni alai, then the father's testimony will be accepted, and therefore the neda lechirim or hegdash and erich would be a valid neda. Avaloi l'makas lo inshin. However, if this child was over an issa that a gadol would be chayiv makas, or he was over an issa would be chayiv misa, then the father's testimony by itself would not be enough, and therefore we see once again like Rav Chista and Lechira from this Mishnah, it would be Shver and Rav Asi and Ayin Rishonim who discussed this point, and we will stop over here.